Tantor Audio presents What She Left Behind by Ellen Marie Wiseman, narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Chapter 1. Isabel, Willard State Asylum, 1995. Within minutes of setting foot on the grounds of the shuttered Willard State Asylum, 17-year-old Isabel Stone knew it was a mistake. If anyone saw her standing on the cracked and potholed main road of the vast, tree-lined property, they would have no clue of the horror festering inside her head. On that hazy Saturday in late August, the warm breeze smelled of cattails and seaweed, occasional gusts rustling the grove of pines to the left of the open yard. Heat rose in shimmery vapors from the sun-baked earth, and cicadas buzzed in the long grass near the woods, a droning live thermometer that grew higher pitched and more insistent with every rising degree. Willard's manicured lawns sloped away from the main buildings, gently rolling downward toward the rocky shoreline of Seneca Lake. Sailboats bobbed across the waves, and a long pier stretched like an invitation into the sparkling waters. Isabel, her father used to call her Izzy, should have been enjoying the warm sunshine and beautiful view. Instead, she grit her teeth and struggled to push the image of a bleeding hole in her father's skull from her mind. She felt like she was trapped in purgatory. Would she ever find peace? Or would she always be that 7-year-old girl, reliving the horrible night her father was murdered? Izzy stepped out of the shadow of Chapin Hall, the institution's massive main building, and faced the sun, eyes closed.